SiriusXM Sports presents At the Races with Steve Bick. Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
We're back at the races, 20 in and just about set here at post time at Royal Ascot, about a minute away. And Clemmie, 5-2, Alpha Centauri, 3-1. Bill's Don Brook, Richard Hannon, and Champs-Élysées Chestnut, Pall Mall Partners. I smoked Pall Malls when I smoked. It's one of the first cigarettes I ended up with Winston's, but I and Demorier in Canada, but Pall Mall, wherever particular people congregate. The idea that Vance had 8-1 Voracious, and about the same actually in the markets as well. Looking to hammer here, and going to look forward to closing out the season at Santa Anita. Going to be a big day tomorrow with the opportunity for fans to come. Oh, it was Skip Dickstein and the fact that the poster that Santa Anita is giving out tomorrow, those are three Skip Dickstein photographs from the Derby, Preakness, and Belmont, and I'm sure that it's going to be a very popular prize for people tomorrow. Hammer, what a great way to close out the season.
Yes, good morning. You know what? I would never pick you as a Pall Mall person. Right?
Well, now, you got to start somewhere.
I did a little unfiltered myself, but I was a camo guy for just a little bit. You know, I thought that was kind of cool back then, but anyway, Pall Mall, I would never would have put you together. Maybe a Viceroy guy or a True Blue or something like that, but or Chesterfield or something. But anyway, no, you're right. We're winding up. I'm a little bit less tense this morning, shall we say. It's pretty wild. I mean, we took our final day of entries yesterday here in the long Santa Anita meet, and it really is about 6 months because we start the day after Christmas. We end on the 26th. We end on the 24th. So,
Hammer,
long
as hold on.
You got the race going. You want to let?
Yeah,
that go?
Let's take it. Here we go.
Still Aim of Artemis running a solo out wide. The others clustering closer to the rail as they move towards the end of the third furlong, where Adorable has the advantage to Voracious White Fountain Fairy. Then Alpha Centauri the Grey tracking the leaders as now Aim of Artemis drifts over as they move through the halfway point. Tepple in a Star Jacket is tracking the leaders into the turn. Break of a couple lengths to Clemmie, followed by Threading. Bilston Brook in a red sleeve jacket is well back in what appears to be a strongly run affair. So to Coeur de Beauté. Anna near him is last, but one on Cozy Kazi last of all as they pass the three. So swinging back towards home, and Voracious and Frankie Dettori in line for the judge first. Alpha Centauri there with the striped sleeves has come there, travelling very strongly and now throws down the challenge. Then Threading with a silver jacket from Clemmie in the blue and orange. Aim of Artemis is weakening away, and Alpha Centauri has gone for home now. She's kicked three lengths clear, heading down towards the last furlong, and she's stretching further away from Threading and Voracious. Alpha Centauri pounding clear on the run to the line. She's 5, 6, 7 lengths ahead. A star in the making. Alpha Centauri wins the Coronation Stakes. Hard held, Threading out for second. Voracious is home in third, and Bilston Brook and never near a fourth.
Well, Sheikh Hamdan with another placement, Threading behind Alpha Centauri, but wow, Jessica Harrington sends out this winner, and I think ended up favored when it was all said and done. Yeah, 5-2, and Clemmie ticked up to 3-1, so it's going to be 3 Alpha Centauri, 11 Threading, and 12 Voracious, who ran a game race. So hopefully, if you were keying off of Alpha Centauri, Vance gave you a nice boost for the try with Voracious. 9-1 on her, Threading was 6-1 and 5-2 on Alpha Centauri. So our coverage of Royal Ascot for 2018 in the books. Hammer, sorry, back to you.
No, that's a nice interruption. I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention as we've been finishing up here, but that's just a great... one day we'll get there maybe, right?
Absolutely.
But no, it's been good. I'll tell you, we're finishing up here, and unlike last year where we literally limped to the end and we had a few weeks where we couldn't fill and had a lot of three-day weeks coming to the end, we've managed to kind of go out the right way, finishing up with a 12-race card on Saturday and an 11-race card on Sunday. And we figured a few things out. We were able to use the turf course a little bit more this year as it matured, the new course. And Steve Anderson was in the other day and asking about the meet and, you know, what do you think? I said, well, there's no question in my mind that the MVPs of this meet are Dennis Moore, who does the main track, and Jesse Martinez, who's our turf man. Those guys gave us surfaces to run on for 6 months that were safe, and especially the turf. I mean, we went through 6 months, but the only days we missed were because of rain, and so I really tip my hat to those guys. And we were up, I'm not a big numbers guy, but we're up in the tens of millions over last year, and to that just shows me, I mean, we obviously the trainers and the owners react, but when we try and put on a better show, and the fans, the listeners, the bettors, you know, that the only way we can tell if they like it is if they put their money up, and they did. And so that makes me feel good, because we try to put out a good program every day, which is obviously impossible for 6 months. But I think we delivered on the big days, and I think the weekends were mostly good, and are happy to go out with a good, you know, two bagger here to just to summarize the meet and say, you know what, we ended on a good note, we started on a good note. So anyway, it's a pretty good uplifting feeling. It's definitely been our best 6 month run. I think it's the fifth year we've done it. So just thanks to everybody, and topped off by a Triple Crown winner. I mean, a true Santa Anita Triple Crown winner, where American Pharoah, obviously he lived here, but he didn't participate as much here as Justified did, and as his Triple Crown route took him, other places. So Justified, we were actually claiming him a lot more than American Pharoah, just as a Santa Anita horse. So, you know, personally for me, that horse carried me since the day that, you know, Bob Baffert walked in my office on February 15th and said, you know, please make that maiden race because I have a horse in there that can win the Kentucky Derby. That kind of floored me, and ever since that day, I don't know what it was. It was just that was it. I mean, I'm not just really just being able to follow that horse's races and works, and it's amazing 112-day run that this horse had. So, if you're in the area at all tomorrow, and you want to see a Triple Crown winner and a really cool horse, this horse is really starting to feel his oats, so to speak. I think he kind of realizes that he's a star now. But as you mentioned, a real nice poster, three good pictures for that Skip did. It's in the American Pharoah theme, the poster that we did with the three races.
Right.
And I know Mike's going to be here in the morning. Is Bob signing posters too tomorrow? I think just Mike's going to be here in the morning signing them. So if you get here, but between the fourth and the fifth races, Justify will come out. He'll come out and, you know, come over like he's going to run, and he'll be in the saddling paddock while we run the fourth race, and then come out into the walking ring, do his thing there for a little bit, and then go through the tunnel and you know, appear on the track, and then head back to the barn. But very cool to be able to do that. Bob and Mike have just been so open to whatever anybody's asked them to do. I mean, I tell you what, in the whole scheme of things, if you wanted two people out there to promote your game, I can't think of two other people besides Mike and Bob to do that. They've been so gracious, not just here, but everywhere. So anyway, that's got us through the meet. I think we've seen an emergence of the best older horse in the country this meet in acceptance. Accelerate.
Yeah.
Let me mess up. I had great training by John Sadler. I mean, a year ago, 18 months ago, you know, he was a miler, a mile and a 16th. I don't think he even thought about the mile and a quarter. Then he had that run at Del Mar last year, and then he's come here, won the Vicente Handicap and the Gold Cup, made a nice run at Oaklawn. He's the real deal. And, you know, with the City of Lights turned into be a top handicap horse, and then a horse that we've been dying to see run finally ran. And the Stephen Foster, Pavel. So I think we cornered the market so far on the handicap horses. I know it's we have another 6 months to go, but so we've been able to showcase a few nice horses along the way during the meet. So anyway, that's my first impression. What do you got?
Well, I do want to throw in a winner from yesterday that I really hadn't. I was following him, and then I kind of lost track, and then I was looking to play a horse at a big price in that fifth race yesterday, and there was, speaking of Triple Crown winners, there was the full brother of
right.
American Pharoah, Faversham. He gets his diploma yesterday.
California Chrome.
Excuse me.
Yeah. At 17-1, and I think it was a sixth start, but. Glad to see that, you know, get cross that M off, and at a big price, right? He was forgotten.
He was 30, I think he paid 35?
Yeah, something like, I think he was 17-1, so, you know, right in that range. So that was pretty cool, no doubt about it.
And good job by Art, and I'm just wanted to, where'd it go? I had it, I was trying to pull up the chart.
I think it was 17-1. So,
yeah,
but that was a
range.
Good price. And so, yeah, it's almost like a little bit of a, you know, the air comes out of the bag for a while, and then we get cranked right, can't crank right back up again. I've been good. I've had as good as a Justify run. I've had a good music run to go along with it. You know, it's weird. During that, we've seen U2, we've seen Stephen Stills, we had Springsteen. Tomorrow, I'm going to see Neil Young. But they're having some festival here. Somebody gave me some tickets. They're over by the Rose Bowl, so we'll go see Neil. And then we take off next week for a couple of Den Company shows up in Oregon and Washington. So, you know, things are good here. And anyway, you made a couple trips. I mean, what else can we say? I tried to get Flavien Prat to come on this morning and talked to his agent. He had one worker early, and he went home. But wanted to just touch base on some of the standings. You know, we do the split meet here, and just for number wise, 6 months is too long to add those numbers up. But Flavien Prat has really I think risen to the top here. I think he's you know, our best rider, and He's done a great job of getting that stigma off as being just a turf rider. You know, he can just ride on the turf, and he's riding horses for a lot of people. He's making a lot of trips. I believe he's going to go to New York for the 3 weeks of Los Alamitos to kind of, you know, try and let people know who he is back there, which is great. Doug O'Neill he's been hot for the last 6 weeks. He always wins races, but he's been winning them in bunches. Right now, he's five ahead of D'Amato, but I think D'Amato has about 20 horses in the last 3 days, so we won't call that one over yet. But and Peter Miller is, as usual, in the top three in the standing. So we've had a good competitive meet all along, and you know, it's been a while where I haven't really had to try and sugarcoat things and try and make it look as, you know, better than it was. It's just been a real feel-good meet. For a lot of things, we've tried some new races and stuff. So I hope you guys have liked that. But anyway, all kinds of stuff. What else? What else you want to talk about?
Well, the weekend action probably deserves a little attention, undoubtedly.
I think so.
You're going to finish with a pretty intense flourish with full cards, and you know, it's funny, when I pulled up the PPs on Wednesday to look at the San Carlos, I was instantly greeted by races 1 through 5, which looked like a very playable pick five sequence. You know, you've got nice allowance opportunities and, 12 races on Saturday. The nice card.
Yeah, and I think actually Sunday turned out better. I think, and also I neglected to mention for the 3 days we have three contests. Our contest group here, Nathan and Quigley, have come up with this has turned into be contest heaven out here.
Yep.
The players love it. They've started showing up yesterday, and I started seeing a couple faces from around the country. And I asked Nate, I go, "What's going on?" He goes, "Oh, we got three contests." So there's a $700 buy-in. Tomorrow, Saturday, is a $3,000 buy-in, and Sunday is a $1,500 buy-in. And I don't know all the prizes that go with them, but all I know is at the end of these things, they're handing out cash, they're handing out big checks, and they're handing out seats to other contests. Speaking of contests, here comes Mr. Young, who's won a few of those contests himself. You ever get a big check, Gary? You got a big check?
No.
He just takes the cash. He doesn't need the...
just as long as the check doesn't bounce, I don't care what size it is.
There we go. But anyway, so we got that going on. And no, you mentioned the San Carlos. If you mentioned the San Carlos, I tell you, when the entries were drawn, I saw the name, a couple of the names, and I wasn't that enthralled with it. Then I saw the overnight. I go, it doesn't look too bad. And then I looked at the PPs, and I tell you, the further you get into the race, you start out with a couple of hard knockers that were claimed last time, top of the game in St. Joe Bay, and yeah, whatever. Then El Huerfano, who Peter Miller's done a good job with, solid horse. I go, he's all right. And then, American Anthem's in there, who kind of quietly snuck in a 3-of-the-van victory at Churchill during the, the Justify run. He was on the same stagecoach as he was. And then you move down, you go, Touching Rainbows, he's only won 4 in a row going through his conditions. Stonehands, he's won a couple in a row going through his conditions. And then Dabster on the outside. So it's a very intriguing race. That I love that 7-furlong distance. And, obviously, I mean, American Anthem will be favored and deservedly so. And looks like he's well-placed. And, let me see. We got Windstar, China Club, Baffert, and Smith. I think we know that combination clicks pretty good. So, obviously, the horse to beat. But there's Baffert's the other one, Dabster, on the outside. Obviously, well-meant early. Went into the Malibu. Was a little bit over his head at the time. Matured a little bit. Came back and won a two of the dens. Been off for a while. And this horse is going to come back running, and the old second Baffert probably go off 5-1, 4-5-1 will be in there, and a very, very interesting race. Like I said, I wasn't that thrilled with it when they were drawing it, but the more I look at it, I like it.
It's funny you say that, because when I saw the horse, and I mentioned I think yesterday when I gave a quick review of the stakes that were drawn on Wednesday. I said to people, I said, well, there's a couple of horses here, Sadler, Costa, off the claim and so forth. But then, American Anthem back on the upswing. Stonehands is a horse I've talked about repeatedly with Doug O'Neill. And this is the coming out party for him. He's going places.
No, it definitely headed in the right direction. I mean, and Mary Gutierrez, he's the house rider for Paul Redham, and goes wherever Redham goes, he goes. But I mean, this guy, he's a good rider. He's like fourth or fifth in the standings. He's got 23 wins here. I mean, he can ride with the guys out here, that's for sure. And he seems to fit this horse, and this horse, just like you said, he's going through his conditions, and let's send him to the big dance and see what happens. And it's almost like the same thing as Touching Rainbow. Cal Bred going through his conditions. Won the 3 of the then last time, and we'll see what he's got. Usually like to go with some of the ones that have a little stake experience over them, but they're headed in the right direction. Interesting race, without a doubt.
7/8, the San Carlos.
You know, what's that?
No, just saying.
Yeah, I don't know who Carlos was, but I think this is one of the oldest races that they had. This might have been run like for, 75 years type of thing. Looking into the names, I always look back and see when they started. But you're going to hear that. Interestingly enough, here's the list of the last 7 or 8 San Carlos winners. Danzig Candy, Kobe's Back, Wild Dude, Sahara Sky won it twice, The Factor, Smiling Tiger. So it's got a nice alumni list to look back on. So this is a real race.
Very much.
And then Sunday's card came out, maybe a little tougher, or it seems to be a lot more horses on Sunday. The old last day trick works sometimes when they realize, we're going to Los Al, there's no turf there, and 3 weeks to Del Mar. So let's throw them in one more time. So Sunday came up good. The stake that day is the Wilshire, which that category for years has been real competitive here. The fillies and mares long on the turf. This one happens to be a mile. We'll send them on their way with this one. And Sophie P's in there, of course, coming off the upset in the Gamely, the grade one Gamely. Beau Recall, who seems to dance every dance, whatever distance, she's in there. Neil Drysdale has a filly in there. Miss Julia Starr coming off a little bit of a prep in the San Simeon against the boys in Belvoir Bay. And, there's a horse in there that I've been following. She's run 3 times at the meet. Ancient Secret from Phil D'Amato. Came back, won a little classified allowance race a couple back, and then finished a real good second to Belvoir Bay, who's just been the top horse of either sex down the hill. Run a good second to her in the Monrovia here. I think she's won in a mile before. I think she's really sitting on a big one with I look down and who's riding Flavian Pratt. But a contentious race there. The whole day is contentious. And as on Sunday we give away all the pools. If there's any carryover money or anything, they all get paid out. So the weather's going to cool down. Some of these meets you get through and you just want to just get the races over so you can end it. Now, I'm really looking forward to the last couple of days.
Well, I had not looked much at Sunday, but I'm realizing, and of course people have to know forced payouts. And if I know you, somehow Saturday will carry over to Sunday.
Right? It's funny, we got the carryover. Actually, we have a pick six carryover into today, and I'm thinking, I knew we were going to get one this weekend, so, who knows if that works. But actually, speaking on that, which is a small barometer, we all have our own little ways of looking at things to see how things are going. Yesterday, I believe, was the 30th carryover of the meet, 3-0, which, it's 105.6, so it's close to one every 3 days we had a carryover. And I'm thinking last year, we only had about 17 or 18. So that means to me the races have been a lot more competitive this year. The fields are a little bit bigger, too. So, like I said, I hate to keep jumping on that, but I had a couple of years that weren't so great. So it's refreshing, and, you feel good at that. Maybe you still got it a little bit to put out some good product. I hate to keep jumping on that, but we're very happy about that.
Now, it's going to be certainly fun to get a change of venue, Hammer. I said to Quigley yesterday how demanding this is, and especially when it wasn't the normal pattern for ever. I mean, given Hollywood and everybody having to adjust and particularly how tough it's been to on everybody there, and really the fact that the cards were plenty compelling. I mean, it impossible to make every day one that players salivate over, but way more often than not, and it's a credit to everything that your office did, and to the horsemen who tried to respond, I'm sure, to as often as they could.
Well, you're right on that. You think back at the schedule. I always think back whoever, 50 years ago, however long came up with the schedule to run here in the wintertime and move over to Hollywood Park, which is a little bit closer to the coast when it warms up a little bit. And then, obviously, when Del Mar came, with Del Mar in the summer, and then rotate. And, I thought about it. We're here 6 months, and it's obviously, or by far, the longest major meet that's run in a row, 6 months. I mean, there's a lot of smaller tracks that run all year round, of course, and or long distances. But this is the biggest major track to go six straight months without a break in one location. And like you said, it is a marathon, and just the horsemen. I mean, if you have a horse that particularly for some reason doesn't like it here, I mean, you got a long wait to move out of town, or you can send them out of town. We've got a lot of, one thing we're lucky with, the guys, it is Southern California. So the weather is knock on wood, pretty good every day. We do get our rain in the winter time, but we actually welcome it, just to kind of cool things down. We got lucky this year with the latter part of the meet. I mean, it could have been 100 degrees for the last 3 weeks, and it hasn't. It's been nice and cool. It's warmed up a little bit, this closing weekend, but, it could be a roaster in June, but it hasn't been. So, no, credit goes to them. It is a long one, and, if there was a place you had to be for 6 months, I think Santa Anita, is one of the places that is where you'd like to be. So, it's great. I mean, we're happy to be here, but we're happy to go on a little bit of a break too, and then come back in the fall and do that. I think we'll have a few new things in the fall. I think there'll be a few. I don't want to give it out, but I know a lot of discussion on the betting menu. I think we're going to use that little 5-6 week meet as a testing ground on a few new bets, and we'll see if it works. So we might have a few distances changes on a couple of places. So I'm trying to spice things up just a little bit, because it does get a little sometimes monotonous. Doing the same thing over and over, so we're trying to change things a little bit. And one thing we do, or I do, and most of the management here does, we welcome comments. I mean, I'd love to hear from the fans what works, what they like, both on track as a on-site experience, but also the wagering menu. I mean, hey, let's face it, if we can't please the bettors, then we're doing a bad job. So. I get a lot of comments on the Twitter now that I'm kind of halfway officially a Twitter head. I do have comments from people that I really enjoy regarding the betting or certain things we do. So, please send that in. In fact, I had a meeting with a bunch of people that work in my department the other day. It's like, okay, well, there's things fresh in your head. Tell us. So what do the customers want right now? Because when we start back up in 3 months, you forget that stuff. So, we really try to be as fan-friendly as we can and listen and go that way. So, anyway, you can tell I'm thrilled with what we've done this meet.
Yeah, you should be, and I really enjoyed. I'm so glad the way things worked out that I made the two trips. At some point, I just kind of said to myself, the right thing to do is to come for a Big Cap and then come again for Santa Anita Derby. It just felt like this is even before Justify was percolating and bubbling to the surface. And I'm so glad I did to be there for what was the start, or at least the second and third act of the six act play.
Yeah, you only missed the one race. I missed
the maiden.
Two of them.
Well, and the funny thing is, we knew we knew on that Friday. I should go back and pull you up from that visit. And I'm pretty sure that we told everybody, keep an eye on Sunday for this debuting three-year-old, that there's a big buzz. And then he won, you know, it was good, but it was, you know, we were kind of, okay, he won. And then didn't really think much about it again for a couple of weeks.
Oh, no, I did. I remember talking about it, and I do remember saying something along, you know, for the future, watch out. And I think I said something along the lines, we'll see if he's another one of these, you know, international good things that lose the first time out or something like that. But I do remember, and then I remember actually going to the paddock for his race and taking a picture of this horse before he's even run with Drayden Van Dyke was on him that day, and then sending that out and saying, you know, watch out, more to come or something. I mean, and that was it, man. I was bit. I was bit by the Justify bug, and it was cool. I think that's what kind of flowed, and you know, we got a good Jimmy involved, and we got to ride this thing through together, and culminating in the Belmont, which was just so cool. So and when you see this horse, they'll see it on TV. He came off the van. We had the police escort and on the big the whole deal last Sunday, I believe it was, and he walked off the horse. I mean, off the van, like, okay, let's go, let's do that again. I mean, so much energy. You know, looking around, and when I say he kind of looks like he knows he's the star now, he really was very good around the people. They had the police that had escorted him got out, and Bob took a picture with him, and he brought Justify right up in between him, and he was cool as a cucumber, and he really, it was like his debut, his national debut.
Yep.
And he just looked great. And anyway, he's a cool looking horse. And like I said, you'll be able to tell when he comes out on Saturday. He's just full of himself. And do we get spoiled a little bit thinking? I go, you know, it's wild. 4 years ago, we did the same exact thing. Triple Crown winner, another Triple Crown winner. What's the big deal? But it is a big deal, as you know. There's only been when you think about, there's only been 13 of them in the whole history of racing. It's pretty special to have two of them that close together, right in your own backyard. And that's what's so special about it. So,
exactly. Especially for a generation of horse player and fan, Rick, that had, like me, that was young, probably too young to, at the time, to understand what was happening in the 70s.
Yeah.
And so after going to so many Triple Crown tries that ended in disappointment, and to be, you know, having a dogged doubt about ever seeing one, to have them both and to be on hand for all, you know, the races and even I know that it's a bit of a heresy to say, but I said it immediately to Tina afterward. I enjoyed this one more. I really did, and maybe it's because I was on hand for Justify's second and third starts as well as the other three. The next three, but I didn't have as much of a connection to American Pharoah. It was a great spectacle, and I was, you know, and I shed a tear at the time. But this one resonated more for me.
Oh, that was, like I said, I felt a part of the whole thing, and yeah, that's why, like you said, this meant more personally than American Pharoah did. As a fan, as a true just racing fan, there's no doubt about the building was much more, I don't know, electric, had the second level for the American Pharoah one because of all the disappointments that you had mentioned, you know, all the times you've been there to see it and it never happened, the Smarty Jones episode, the real quiets, when you just, and then when American Pharoah hit the 16th pole, it was loud, and then the real realization that, oh my gosh, he is going to do it, and then the crowd just went to that next ultra level and was just a frenzy because they hadn't seen it. And with Justify, it didn't reach that frenzied part. It was just nuts, So fan-wise, the American Pharoah will stand out as just one of the most crazy, bizarre, loud sporting events I've ever been to that just, is a top three. Whereas Justify was just satisfying. And like I said, for myself, I was just there to watch him win. It wasn't even going to race. It was just like, let's just hurry up and get around there and let's go and watch him win. And he did. So, but much more personally satisfying, without a doubt.
Well, Rick, I got about 2 minutes to wrap up and might as well stay with you
Do you watch Goliath?
I saw the first season. Haven't seen the second season yet.
Well, when you sit down, put your seatbelt on. I just started watching the last couple nights. Wow. After the first episode, you'll decide if you want to go on. Because, boy, it takes you by storm. It was funny because I was watching it last night, and I saved the last two episodes. And that Dire Straits song, Romeo and Juliet, was played at the end of the thing, and I had that song in my head, so I played it when I came in, and I've been thinking about that darn series. And so I'm going to go home and finish it off tonight. But anyway, I don't know why that came up. But that was
It's funny. Well, I will say that Romeo. I thought that season one, it had all kinds of momentum, and then I thought it ended meekly.
Yeah.
Season one.
Yeah, but you might be right. It's the same characters. It's a total different story.
Story.
Buckle up. Nope. Buckle up if you're going to do this season. I'll tell you that.
Well, Hammer, I appreciate it. It's been a great first half, and we'll look toward Del Mar and, of course, Los Al, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Well, great. And once again, thank you for having us on, letting us tell our stories. But you're the storyteller of racing for sure. That's already known. But you enjoy a good vacation yourself, you and Tina. And sometimes a vacation means you don't have to go anywhere. You're just taking a little time off for yourself. So enjoy it. Thanks again to everybody that helped Santa Anita become, have another great meet and kind of put us back on top where we belong. So thanks again to everybody, and enjoy the summer. And we'll talk in a few weeks from who knows where we'll be.
Rick Hammerly, everybody, away they go on your Twitter machine, and a great, great Santa Anita season it's been. And we now look toward Los Al, and they've got a nice schedule with the Los Al Derby next week, and a couple of other of the stakes that we'll be able to preview and recap with you, and we'll do the same for everything else from next weekend. I mentioned, of course, the Queen's Plate. We had Keith McCalmont early this morning, and the Queen's Plate a week from tomorrow. So we'll be able to look back at that. There's also, I should mention, I thought about reaching for Mike Welch because of Summit of Speed. Summit of Speed is the 30th. And I told you about the big United Nations card at Monmouth. They're big beside Dan Haskell. Big Saturday too. So that's next week. So we got a lot, and I'll probably play a little there. And of course, Churchill wraps up as well. So there you go. Keith McCalmont, Jay Hubdy. Appreciate Jay's visit. Nick Tamaro, of course, as well. Vance Hansen and Hammer. A little different kind of weekend preview, as we were taking in Royal Ascot at the same time. And we got a nice winner. I hope everybody, hope you cashed a little on that. That was that's fun, the on-the-fly push. I want to thank Case for a great first half, of course, as well. Casey gets some time off. Sort of. He never seems to really take time off. He's got his own show. I haven't even asked Casey about that. We'll talk to you on July 5th. Best of next Monday through Friday and the following week. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.
It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Hey guys, Mikey here to give you a little update on my friends at ExpressBet. They've once again been named the preferred U.S. betting site of Royal Ascot. Sounds pretty important, right? Well, let me tell you, it's a pretty big deal. Royal Ascot is hallowed ground for horse racing. They have so many stakes races and give away so much money that even the Queen shows up to watch. The Queen! But let's face it, I'm not going to Royal Ascot this year, and odds are you ain't either. That doesn't mean we can't bet it, though. In fact, ExpressBet is running a 0% takeout promotion on the all-new Royal Ascot Pick 4. Don't have an ExpressBet account? Sign up today, and you can choose between a $500, $100, or $20 bonus. So don't forget to bet Royal Ascot June 19th through the 23rd. The races kick off at 9:30 a.m. sharp on the East Coast. And if you see the Queen, tell them Mikey said, hey, what's up? Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void where prohibited. National Gambling Support Line 800-522-4700.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired, PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Exciting daytime Southern California Thoroughbred racing action returns to beautiful Orange County with the opening of the Los Alamitos Summer Thoroughbred Meet on Thursday, June 28th. It's 3 great weeks of daytime Thoroughbred racing at Los Alamitos. First post is set for 1 p.m. Pacific each racing day. We'll race Thursday through Sunday during the opening week and closing week of the meet, while the second week of the meet will include a special Independence Day card on Wednesday, the 4th of July, followed by racing on Friday through Sunday afternoon. The Los Alamitos Summer Thoroughbred Meet will feature 3 exciting stakes races, beginning with the Bertrando Stakes, highlighting our special 4th of July card. Other stakes races include the Grade 2 Great Lady M Stakes on Saturday, July 7th, and the Grade 3 Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, July 14th. Join us on track or at your favorite satellite or ADW provider for major daytime thoroughbred racing in America's longest home stretch. The Los Alamitos Summer Thoroughbred Meet opens on Thursday, June 28th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. For more info, go to losalamitos.com.